10 Types of Innovation, The Discipline of Building Breakthroughs. Authors, Larry Keeley, Ryan Pickle, Brian Quinn, and Helen Walters. Innovation Mishandled. A number of years ago, we researched innovation efforts in industries such as manufacturing and services. A full 95% of these efforts failed. A glance around at the state of contemporary innovation suggests we've gotten a little better, but still do plenty of things that are more grounded in hope or habit than in evidence. Our ambition is to make innovation a systematic approach, moving the field from a mysterious art to more of a disciplined science. The 10 types of innovation is part of the foundation of that ambition. We are convinced that by thinking about innovation in a more systemic way, you improve your chances of building breakthroughs. 10 types of innovation. The 10 types framework is structured into 3 color-coded categories. The types on the left side of the framework are most internally focused and distant from customers. As you move forward to the right, the types become increasingly apparent and obvious to end users. To use a theatrical metaphor, the left of the framework is backstage, the right is onstage. Using more types of innovation produces more sophisticated and surprising results, and does so in ways competitors can't easily spot or copy. 1. Profit model. How you make money. Innovative profit models find a fresh way to convert a firm's offerings and other sources of value into cash. Great ones reflect a deep understanding of what customers and users actually cherish, and where new revenue or pricing opportunities might lie. 2. Network. How you connect with others to create value. Network innovations provide a way for firms to take advantage of other companies, pretty much any and every component of a business. Network innovations also help executives to share risk in developing new offers and ventures. 3. Structure. How to organize and align your talent and assets. Structure innovations are focused on organizing company assets in unique ways that create value. Ideally, such innovations also help attract talent to the organization by creating supremely productive working environments or fostering a level of performance that competitors can't match. 4. Process. How you use signature or superior methods to do your work. Process innovations involve the activities and operations that produce an enterprise's primary offerings. Innovating here requires a dramatic change from business as usual that enables the company to use unique capabilities, function efficiently, adapt quickly, and build market-leading margins. Process innovations often form the core competencies of an enterprise. 5. Product performance. How you develop distinguishing features and functionality. Product performance innovations address the value, features, and quality of a company's offerings. This type of innovation involves both entirely new products as well as updates and line extensions that add substantial value. 6. Product system. How you create complementary products and services. Product system innovations are rooted in how individual products and services connect or bundle together to create a robust and scalable system. This is fostered through interoperability, modularity, integration, and other ways of creating valuable connections between otherwise distinct and disparate offerings. 7. Service. How you support and amplify the value of your offerings. Service innovations ensure and enhance the utility, performance, and apparent value of an offering. Done well, they elevate even bland and average products into compelling experiences that customers come back for again and again. 8. Channel how you deliver your offerings to customers and users. Channel innovations encompass all the ways that you connect your company's offerings with your customers and users. Skilled innovators in this type find multiple but complementary ways to bring their products and services to customers. 9. Brand. How you represent your offerings and business. Brand innovations help to ensure that customers and users recognize, remember, and prefer your offerings to those of competitors or substitutes. Great ones distill a promise that attracts buyers and conveys a distinct identity. 10. Customer engagement. How you foster compelling interactions. Customer engagement innovations are all about understanding the deep-seated aspirations of customers and users, and using these insights to develop meaningful connections between them and your company. Reframing your industry. Considering the broader context of your industry helps you see opportunities your competitors will miss. It helps you understand how your products and services fit into the customers' lives, and how you might play a broader or simply better role for them. Always look further afield than your competitors to see what ideas you might borrow from entirely different contexts and usually employ in your own business. Peeking at one industry through the window of another can be powerful. The key is to figure out how to innovate in a way that will surprise and confound competitors while delighting your customers. How to conduct an industry innovation analysis. Define your boundaries. Be precise about what you mean by the innovation. Scan multiple sources. Visualize and assess the results. Identify key forces of change. Stand in the future. The three innovation shifts. When you squint at who's doing what in your field, the net innovation actions of all companies are almost always focused on one or more of three distinct centers of gravity: business model, platform, or customer experience. Understanding the center of gravity in a market will clarify what you and your competitors are doing now, so that you can either consciously double down or choose a different course. Business model shift. This kind of innovation focuses first on configuring assets, capabilities, and other elements of value in the value chain to serve customers and make money differently. Create this shift by focusing initially on the left side of the framework, then move across to the right to add the supplemental types you need to make the business model hum. This shift is most successful when there are fewer opportunities to win by creating better offerings or experiences, and more opportunities by changing how you create and deliver them. We've seen this shift create particular value in asset-intensive industries, such as automobiles and heavy manufacturing, in highly regulated industries such as healthcare and aerospace, in business-to-business context, and in commodities. Platform shift. All too often, industries are centered around products that have added features and functions over time, but little less. Platform-driven innovation instead focuses on reinventing, recombining, or finding fresh connections across capabilities and offerings to create new value for customers. Develop one by focusing first on the center of framework: process, product, performance, product system, and service. Integrate these types to create a solid foundation, then move forward both ends of the framework to add others you need to make your platform work. Platform-driven innovations are most productive when customers struggle to do challenging tasks, and when you see fresh opportunities to help them by connecting previously disparate communities, capabilities, or offerings. The hyper-network nature of digital technology has fostered many different platforms, from e-commerce solutions to social networks, but this approach can be harnessed by any industry. Consider focusing here first when you see a set of customers that is clearly finding it difficult to piece things together and needs ways to reduce complexity, friction, or cognitive burden, especially if the solution involves orchestrating many firms together into a seamless network. Customer experience shift. The kind of innovation initially connects, serves, and engages customers in distinctive ways, influencing their interactions with your enterprise and offerings. Focus first on the types on the right side of the framework: channel, service, brand, and customer engagement. Then move across to the left to add other types you need to make the experience work. This shift is a good bet in contexts where you can build enduring relationships with customers, when they are hungry for better or simply fresher interactions, and particularly when the normal industry experiences a drag. This shift can prove vital when dealing with a highly networked customer base, where news of one good or bad experience can spread like wildfire. Still, customer experience-driven innovation can succeed in any industry, even in state business-to-business context or government services, where becoming the easiest firm to work with can even overcome competitive gaps in price or quality. The three levels of innovation ambition. 1. Core innovation. Change the known. Inside any known category, there are always ways to deliver new quality, utility, or delight to customers. Doing so usually demands changing only one or two types of innovation. Established firms routinely develop improvements to keep their products fresh and competitive. These core innovations can confer real advantage, though usually not for long, as competitors will typically copy or respond to them swiftly. 2. Adjacent innovation. Change the boundaries. Interesting things start to happen when you reframe an offering compared to everyone else, usually by tackling a bigger challenge and delivering more comprehensive solutions for customers. This level of ambition usually brings new customers to a market and changes what all participants can expect from it. Naturally, this makes adjacent innovations riskier than core innovations, but this also makes them tougher to copy. 3. Transformational innovation. Change the game. Expect this ambition to radically alter your entire industry structure. It will demand 5 or more types of innovation, orchestrated with care, to produce entire new businesses. Transformational innovations erase the boundaries between once distinct markets and irrevocably change what is expected from competitors and consumers alike. The riskiest form of innovation. This will demand the deepest thought and the most commitment. Conversely, it will generate the highest return. Assorted innovation tactics and innovation plays. Using the 10 types of innovation analytically, we have specifically identified more than 100 generic innovation tactics, Modular ways to achieve each type of innovation. These are our objects. Next, we found ways to arrange these tactics in sophisticated combinations that are robust enough to build integrated innovations. These are our subroutines. But together, there are plays in a breakthrough innovation playbook. Learn about selections from the 100 tactics combined under innovation plays.